Hey, this is Ryan Orton with the University of Alaska Anchorage Men's Basketball Program, and you're listening to the Alaska Airlines Center Podcast.
Welcome to another episode of the Alaska Airlines Center Podcast with John and Kate. We have a special show today. Our neighbor in the building, we have Ryan Orton, assistant coach for the men's basketball team here for the UAA Seawolves. Ryan, welcome to the show.
Yeah, it's nice to be stopping by.
Yeah. just a hop, skip, and a jump. Man, you took the words right out of my mouth. Wait, not a lot of people are going to know this, but I'm just going to tell everyone that Coach Orton is the master of the three-word sentence.
No doubt about it. That was four, though.
Oh, man. I was actually really excited. I thought he was going to drop it. But what is it? What are your favorites?
Are you talking? Well, it's more like a mindset during the season, right?
Right.
When I'm not even thinking about like what I'm saying half the time, it just kind of comes out. So like, you know, when we'll be in practice and guys will be like, you know, coach will start getting, you know, tested because of not necessarily the effort, but the execution. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, I try to get to guys before he goes off and just like, you know, you got to figure it out or
figure it out.
Yeah. Just figure it out or know your personnel or, you know, something that's real quick where they can process something. And a lot of times it's just, I can't really script it. It just kind of happens.
Yeah, that's cool.
But it's fun.
It is fun.
Any recommendations of the three-word sentences, I'm always open for them.
Ooh.
We're going to work on something before challenge. The season.
That's a challenge, AKA Cerner fans. Come up with a three-word sentence for Coach Orton.
Yeah, you could bring signs to the games next year.
Ooh, yes.
You know, obviously I'm all about they got to be kid-friendly.
Of course. Well, yes. Well,
but
absolutely.
Yeah, three-word sentences. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's where it's at.
So this summer, you still have camps going on. So that'll be fun. You've already had one session and then you have another one coming up.
Yes. We had two back at the end of May. Uh-huh. Had an elite camp that were, we had a slew of high school players from around the state, which was really cool. Mm-hmm. Just welcome them to Anchorage. And thought that went really well. And then that segued right into team camp. Mm-hmm. And we had 24 teams this year. That was up from seven last year, which, you know,
that's awesome.
One of our other coaches, Bryce Jacobson, did a great job, like just promoting it and recruiting the coaches and getting them here. Mm-hmm. So that was solid. And then we took a break. We decided that we would, instead of doing our skills camp right after, mm-hmm. there are so many camps, outside camps and high school camps and whatnot in the area during the month of June that we thought we would try it in July this year, just to see if we might be able to increase numbers. And there's not as much basketball stuff going on during that month. So, mm-hmm. yeah, so we have skills camp the 8th through the 10th.
Cool. And that's here at the Alaska Airlines Center.
It is.
Nice. And tell the people where they can sign up or get more information, register for those camps.
Yeah. So the easiest way to do it is just go to our website, which is uaambcamps.com. So it's just UAA, like men's basketball, but mbbcamps.com. So that'll just take you there and they can register right on there.
Nice. Making it easy for everyone.
That's the day and age we live in, right?
That's right. How many people are you expecting for these camps?
Well, I think we've got close to 20 pre-registered right now with about 2 weeks to go, 2.5 weeks to go. So, I mean, you know, we try not to put a specific number on it, but it's open for boys 3rd through 8th grade. And it's fun. It's fun working with those age kids because we don't come in interaction with them like we do our own guys day in and day out. So it's just, you're still teaching basketball, but you're teaching it to generally kids that, you know, are pretty excited and have a big time energy level and stuff like that.
Certainly. And they're going to get some good one-on-one training with the coaching staff and get to play in front of people who hopefully one day they'll be able to go and play some college ball and learn a lot from people at the next level. So really good camp. You know, I've seen you guys do this for years here and certainly sitting across the hall from you guys, looks like everybody's out there having a great time, learning a lot and a lot of smiles on their face down there.
Yes. That's at the end of the day, we want to try to still make it fun.
Yeah.
You know, the philosophy behind our skills camp is just to build fundamental skill set. Mm-hmm. And, you know, kids just want to play nowadays. They don't want to do, you know, the things it takes. So we try to have a fine line between trying to teach, but also making it so they go home at night and they want to come back the next day.
Mm-hmm. If I was in 3rd and 4th grade, I would not even believe that I would get to like go play on a college court. Like that'd be awesome. So it's a really unique opportunity that they actually get to come here and play on the same court that the Sea Wolves play at. So that's awesome. Like, it's a really cool, unique experience.
Yeah. And I remember going as a kid, I went to some of these camps.
Did you really?
When it was downtown and.
What?
Oh, at the Kendall camp?
Yeah.
Yeah.
When it was down at the Sullivan. Other arena in town.
Hashtag flashback Friday right now.
But it is. It's a good camp. I mean, you know, that you learn a lot of instruction and skills and, you know, anybody at any level, you know, you can always keep learning. So that's the biggest thing, is never stop learning. And you always pick something up. So I remember going down there and certainly remember Rusty and you know, Coach has been here a long time with the program. So well-known, recognizable face of the organization. Mm-hmm. So, and you yourself, no stranger to the Seawolves as well, had a stint here before, left for a little bit, came back. You want to take us through your transition from UAA and what brought you back and right back here at home?
Yeah, that's what it feels like for sure. So I came up in 2009, was here 3 years and really, really enjoyed it. At that point in time, just had kind of met with Coach after the season and had at that point in time, I'd been an assistant for 13 years.
Wow.
And he was kind of like, you know, hey, if there's something that catches your eye, you know, at your age and the experience you have, you might want to look into some head coaching positions. And so I didn't take it that he didn't want me as a part of the staff. It was just more the professional advancement type of stage in my career. And so, long story short, ended up accepting a position in Wyoming at a 2-year school, was there for 5 years, really, really enjoyed it, but just had a longing to get back here, not necessarily back to the 4-year level, but back to Anchorage, because here it hits both things for me in terms of fulfillment, which is personal side and professional side. I just really enjoy living in Anchorage, but I think that working at UAA is awesome. So one thing led to another and got back here in the August of 2017 and going strong still.
Well, absolutely.
Welcome back.
Yeah. And a testament to you too. I mean, we're your neighbors, but we hear how hard and how much time you put into it, and you're always on the phone, always doing a good job recruiting. So, you know, we certainly can see firsthand what a lot of people might not see, all the hard work and dedication you put in behind the scenes, and really tip of the cap to you for the hard work that you're putting in.
Coach is for sure first one in, last one out.
Yep.
Like, definitely, by far.
Well, you know, it's like the sign on my door is there are no office hours for champions. So that's how
that's a good one.
That is a good one.
So I kind of feel that way just about whatever job or whatever industry I'd be in, that, you know, that you can't really put a premium on just having a set amount of like work hours. I just think it's important. Like, if it's a passion of yours and it's something that you're fired up about, then it becomes more than just work, right? You know, it's just kind of something that's like your livelihood.
True. True. Very true.
Yeah. It's a good life lesson to instill in the players as well, too. I mean, whether they continue on with basketball or in their professional field as well, I mean, you can learn a lot from that. And I know that you guys work a lot with life lessons on and off the field and teaching these young kids to become young adults and learn a lot of things that they can transition into their everyday life.
We hope. Yeah. You know, sometimes
it works. We see how much they come around and you know, ask you guys questions and
come in for study hours.
Yeah, study hall and working with the kids and you know, teaching these guys that, you know, eventually there's going to be a point where you're going to look to a career and look for things and certainly hear the insight that you give these guys, and it's first class.
It is first class. I come from California where it's like just NCAA and just so much like college sports everywhere, but coming here, I feel like the GNAC is completely different, and I like that it's a bit smaller, and, you know, not a lot of people even realize that this conference even exists, but to see the caliber of playing that comes out both on the men's and women's side for basketball at the very least, but it's pretty awesome. I think that, you know, the coaching that you guys do and the type of competition out and that comes to this arena, it's awesome. It's a really unique experience that I don't feel like a lot of colleges get to, you know, instill in the community and get to experience themselves. It's really different here.
I would agree. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. It's a fun league, you know, it really is. And get to see, I mean, we're the only NCAA conference to my knowledge that has an international school. So we actually go to Canada to play a conference game. So it's a pretty cool thing. I mean, sometimes in recruiting, kids may or may not, that doesn't really do much for them. But I mean, I think if they look back on it and they're like, wow, I was in the only NCAA conference, Division 1, 2, or 3, that actually had an international school in it. So we actually crossed the border and going to Canada. And yeah, so it's pretty cool.
That's cool. And I never got to do that.
Speaking of unique scheduling and unique features here at UAA, the longtime Great Alaska Shootout is no longer, but coming up this season is going to be a very exciting event with on November 8th, the Armed Forces Classic that will be televised on ESPN. You guys are going to be going up against Coast Guard. Baylor and Washington will also be here playing for that. How excited is that? And can you tell us a little bit about behind the scenes on that one and how that came to be? And
yeah.
Yeah, that's, I mean, we're just super fortunate and very humbled that ESPN would actually consider, you know, the city of Anchorage is a pretty military friendly city. And so I guess ESPN, you know, our city and university was on their radar, you know, no pun intended, awesome. You know? And so they just pitched the idea probably to Greg, and Coach Osborne, and it just kind of took off, and it's going to be awesome. I mean, Baylor and Washington are, I mean, you're talking two NCAA tournament teams, strong programs, should be a treat for people to watch. And then obviously with us being the hometown team and getting also to play a game that night, it's going to be pretty cool. And I think volleyball's home that weekend and
they are, women's yeah, basketball. It's right in between it.
I mean, it's going to be a very fun filled weekend.
Yeah, it'll be a great here at the Alaska Airlines Center. Jay Bear is the host of that, but they're going to play it here at the Alaska Airlines Center. Volleyball the night before, got the Armed Forces Classic on Friday night, roll right back into more volleyball there. It's going to be a great one. Like you said, too, both Baylor and Washington, highly recruited incoming class this year. They're going to have a lot of good prospects coming on there. And like you touched on there, too, both NCAA tournament teams. So big programs that are going to be coming up here.
And just for anyone else who's listening or has any questions about the Armed Forces Classic game, as of now, you guys can sign up for the wait list and just hop on the AlaskaAirlinesCenter.com. There is a logo for the Armed Forces Classic, and the more information, you can just type in your name. Make sure you put in a good email address and we'll send you more info as it gets released, but should be a good time. And before you know it, fall's going to be here, and November 8th is my birthday. I'm just saying.
Oh, look at that.
Wow.
Big
lamps,
night there.
Yeah, lamps dropping a little knowledge there. Okay.
Fun fact, Scorpio Armed Forces Classic theme. I don't know. Maybe ESPN will dig it.
Yeah.
I'll just give them like an astrology chart and be like, yeah, just throw this into the program. I don't know.
Just
see if it tickles your fancy.
There we go. I like it.
Weird. That's so bizarre.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Are there any other games on the schedule this year that are new? Any new teams in preseason, exhibition, anything that to look forward and people to mark their calendars for this year?
Yeah, I mean, coaches put together a really challenging but really good preseason schedule for us. Actually, that same weekend of the Armed Forces Classic, we're hosting the Alaska Hawaii Challenge. So we'll start off playing our first three games at home. So we'll play Coast Guard on the 8th.
Mm-hmm.
And then the 9th and 10th, we're hosting Chaminade, Hawaii Pacific, and our neighbors to the north, Alaska Fairbanks. And so it's just a challenge between the Alaska schools and the Hawaii schools. So that'll be pretty cool. And then we get further into the month and have a slew of challenging Division II games. And so it should be good.
That's awesome. Yeah. Some good friendly competition and strong games.
Yeah. Yeah, it'll help us. Their region games and with the Hawaii schools, you know, that helps in terms of regional rankings later on in the year. So, you know, even though they're right off, you know, as the season starts, they're pretty important. I mean, every game's important, obviously, but, you know, being in region games right out of the gate is pretty cool.
And a game with ESPN is right out the gate is pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no question.
Yeah, it's a big deal. And then it goes back to, once again, the hard work that you guys put in during the summer with these camps that you have. If anybody didn't catch that, coming up here, July 8th through the 10th, open to boys 3rd through 8th grade. Sign up now at uaambcamps.com. A lot of information there. Or reach out to Ryan Orton if you have any questions.
Be happy to answer questions for you.
Coach is always happy to answer questions, be it What's your opinion on Chick-fil-A versus In-N-Out? More on that in another segment. Or just any general questions about men's basketball. Seems to have strong opinions and good insight on lots of different topics.
We try.
Yeah, and over the last few weeks, we've had some good conversations on the NBA finals and playoffs and all the Kate great debates, too.
Yes, Lamps definitely has some... her own opinions on how things should go in the NBA. she's all things NBA.
I am, man. I'm really depressed that it's over. I mean, I'm stoked that the Raptors won, but and no offense to any listeners out there, but just makes it one day closer to NFL. And I don't get the NFL. Not a fan. Kind of boring. I'm stoked on basketball. I'm just going to sit here twiddling my thumbs and just watching all the drama unfold with my Lakers.
There you go.
Okay. Speaking of basketball, NBA draft was yesterday.
Yeah. Yes.
No surprise. Yeah. Zion went number one. Were there any other surprises that either one of you picked up or were shocked that somebody did get drafted or slipped into the second round or anything?
I looked at both rounds this morning. Mm-hmm. I mean, there were some guys that fell that, you know, are always projected to be drafted higher and vice versa. There were some guys that were drafted higher that were projected to be second round type guys. So, you know, it's, you do the best job you can. I've never worked in the NBA, but it's, you know, it's recruiting, scouting, kind of similar to what people do on the college level. And you just do the best job you can to try to find the guys that, one, are going to meet what your needs are, but then two, you know, where you think you can take your franchise, I would imagine. Mm-hmm. So, but yeah, there was, you know, it kind of followed suit the first three picks, at least according to all the experts. And then, you know, teams made moves to either trade up or trade down. And so it'll be interesting.
Still have a few more days to trade up or trade down. Again, I'm just like, I'm like so enthralled in this Lakers drama with Anthony Davis and trying to make room for other players. And
yeah,
I can't really tell if I'm still sad to see Lonzo Ball go. I mean, like, he's all right. His dad, though, man, is difficult. I like to say, instead of difficult, it's a character builder. That's what I usually use for something that is difficult. It's a character builder. Yeah. A nicer way of saying really annoying situation.
Yeah. Yeah. It'll be interesting, you know, with the Lakers and everybody else. There's always a cool optimism. And obviously the Toronto's or the Raptors, you know, they just get done winning the title. And 2 days later, the Anthony Davis things come out. There's no days off in the NBA. I mean, it's just a 365 business, most probably professional sports, but you get the championship. You don't even get a time to really catch your breath. The Raptors weren't even back in Toronto yet. And all of a sudden they're talking free agent stuff. So it's pretty crazy, but it's exciting too. If you're a fan of the NBA.
I mean, same here, really. I mean, I don't really think a lot of people realize that even though it's summer and school is technically out, like a lot of the front office staff and the coaching staff and everyone here at Athletics at the Alaska Airlines Center is still motoring just as hard, you know?
Yeah. So. Well, it's like, you know, I just respect what you guys do, you know, I mean, coming to concerts and events and stuff, and the casual fan just sees the production and not, like we were talking about earlier, all the things that go into behind the scenes. Mm-hmm. And to me, I'm just, you know, and not just me, but our staff, we're very process driven, you know, like the outcome and the production, whatever you want to call it, will take care of itself if you're focused on proper process. So it's always cool to see behind the scenes. That's one of the cool things about working here, you know, and being alongside you guys and just seeing it. I just respect like our other coaches and other programs and all the work they do.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
It's just amazing to even learn indirectly with how people carry themselves and how they communicate and how they pour into their, you know, their.
I mean, still like, you know, we forget that they're still kids, you know? I mean, some of them might be like, you can drive and you can vote and maybe some of them are legal to like go out and drink, but you know, you're still young and impressionable. So to have, I don't know. I know for me, when I played college sports, it was good because it was, you know, structured. And a lot of the things that I learned when I was playing, you know, shaped me to have the kind of, you know, work ethic and the discipline and, you know, taking care of my body and eating right for the most part. Like nowadays I've slacked, but that's fine. I mean, but a lot of that has come from, you know, being in college sports and, you know, being part of like a little tribe that is, you know, working towards a goal that's competitive and makes you, you know, just diligent and in all things that you do throughout your day and throughout your time in school. So, you know, what you guys do and the kind of program that you have is, it's killer. I appreciate it too. Just as much as you guys appreciate us.
And I know we talked on the NBA draft a little bit, but can we touch on a few former players? You want to give us any updates on some former guys that are playing pro ball anywhere right now? And
yeah, we have a handful from the program still playing professionally overseas. One domestic, Suki Wiggs, who probably is the most recent to finish and go on to play professionally. He spent his second year in the G League with the Westchester Knicks.
Nice.
The Knicks organization. So he's been doing a really good job there, and they're really pleased with his development and where he's at with things. And then, you know, a slew of former guys, Travis Thompson and the Whites and some of these guys that played in the program back in the day, they're overseas and doing their thing, still playing and playing strong. And Kenny Barker just won another championship with a team he's with. And so, yeah, there's some guys that are definitely finding success other parts of the world.
Didn't you play overseas too?
I did not. I did not. I went to Germany, had some tryouts, actually had two contract offers. So I did get offered two contracts, but I just felt like at that point in time, I was actually talking about this the other day with somebody about how it just kind of hit me. You know, you never know when your career is going to end. You don't plan for it and wake up. But just woke up over in Germany and just felt like, hey, I wanted to get moving with coaching. You know, I mean, that's really what my career goal was, having grown up in a household with a parent that was a coach. So I kind of had that modeled to me at a young age. Nice. And so, it was very humbling to actually people to appreciate your talents, and offer you to be a part of a team. And so I just elected to come back and get into coaching and go from there.
And now look, here you are sitting in our podcast studio talking about the good old days.
Many years later, many years later.
Not that many. Come on, Orton.
Oh, long time.
Well, Ryan, we really appreciate your time and thanks once again. And certainly if anybody out there is listening, there is still time to sign up for these camps, July 8th through the 10th. Once again, uaambcamps.com for more information and registration. Open to boys 3rd through 8th grade. Come on down. It's a great camp. You're going to get some firsthand instruction from the coaching staff.
Yeah, should be a good time. You know, just a chance to, again, just work on some fundamental skills in a safe, you know, professional, organized environment. Yeah, it'll be a good time. So, you know, if parents are looking for something for their 3rd through 8th grade sons to participate in, we'd love to have you.
Cool. That's right. Neighbors, coworkers, anybody else that might know a young boy, 3rd through 8th grade, that's interested in taking some basketball camps, this is a really good camp. July 8th through the 10th, again, are the dates here at the Alaska Airlines Center. We'll put some more information on the website and in the podcast description for where to sign up and who to contact. But once again, if you're interested at all, July 8th through the 10th here at the Alaska Airlines Center.
Thanks, Coach Orton.
Awesome, guys.
Hey, we really appreciate you being here.
Enjoy your long journey back to your little cube.
Yeah, got to fight traffic, foot traffic.
It's like the 405 over here.
Yeah.
That's a freeway in California that's always covered in traffic. That's a joke. Anyway.
It was really going well till Lamps just kind of gave the old 405.
Oh, man.
But, you know, give her an A for effort, you know.
That's so right.
A for effort.
Yeah.
Way to circle it back with a three word.
There we go.
There we go. All right. Well, thanks, Orton.
Yep. We'll catch you guys later.
All right. Ryan Orton, assistant coach for the men's basketball team here at UAA, joining us on the podcast today. Thank you for your time. And we'll be back. Post a new podcast here shortly. Thanks again for tuning in to the Alaska Airlines Center podcast.